Hey everyone!
Oh my god!
Back to another episode of the Silver Screen Scoundrels, where we talk about everybody's favorite pastime, the movies. We are your hosts. I'm Colonel Bob. I held that together pretty well. I think I only snickered at the very beginning. I'm Colonel Bob. Thank you for joining us. I'm just one of the hosts.
Bob's just vamping until
scared the shit out of me.
Did I?
Yes, I really did think you were going to do the quiet thing.
Wanted to change it up this time.
I don't get scared. Okay. First of all, hi, I'm Ian, and welcome to the Silver Screen Scoundrels. But I don't get scared easy. Scary movies, haunted houses, nothing really bothers me. I get a little tense, don't get me wrong, but I don't, jump scares don't usually get me. Every now and again, a good one will get me. When I'm sitting here talking to one of my good friends, and I'm not expecting him to pop up like that, because for the past few weeks, you've been doing this slow, really stoic intro, and tonight you tell us, what did he call, by the way, we're joined tonight by Derek. What did he say not to do? Don't swirl around.
Don't
stop swirling.
Stop swirling.
I had no idea what that meant.
Neither of us did.
Derek and I are still trying to we're like, what do you mean? He's just like, all right. So he just kicks into his intro and yeah, I literally almost passed out. I turned so red. I could feel the room getting darker. Fly son of a bitch, you got me.
Thank you.
Whew.
So, Ian, what are we here to discuss?
We're here to hang out.
Our special Halloween horror.
We are still cranking out the Halloween spooky time horror movies, and the three of us men are here tonight. Men?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Sounds like somebody knocked on my door. Are you talking about men? We're here to talk tonight about
just a naked
movie.
Guy with twigs hanging out of his face.
Oh, you're talking about Earl that lives my neighbor? Oh, man.
You guys talking about men?
So we're just going to get straight into it. As you guys know, spoilers, we don't. This movie, I think, is a year old anyway.
Yeah, at least a year.
Okay, anyway, I digress. So I don't even know how to start this because this movie was picked by me.
Everybody remember that.
This movie first was advertised and first came out. I need you guys to know, it's very important to know, that I, Ian William Kenneth Torrance the First, picked this movie personally because when it was first being advertised, I thought it looked really creepy, really good, really tense from all the trailers. You guys watched the trailers when it first came out, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I'll tell you this. We won't get into the whys and our bickering yet, but I will say this. Did I like pop a blood vessel in my eye? I didn't. I almost drove out of town to watch this when it came out.
I'm so glad
you guys hear that. Can you guys hear that?
No.
No.
Not now. Sound like some banging around. Anyway, well, there's a man standing outside my window with his dick out.
Men.
So, anyway, sorry.
Movie Men is what we're talking about.
We're talking about the movie Men. I almost went out of town to watch it. Now, with that being said, Bob and I went to a little store in Columbus, Indiana by the name of Disc Replay. If you've ever been there, go check it out. They're not a sponsor of ours, but they should be because we love them.
Agreed.
I bought a handful of Blu-rays. I saw Men. I was like, I haven't seen it. It's only a few bucks. Might as well grab it. And then I tell my men here, I say, hey, one night we should have a movie night. I'll bring Men. And then we'll do Men for spooky season, right?
You got to stop.
Everybody was on board.
You have to stop. Are you hearing what you're saying?
No.
Men. We're going to have a movie night. You're going to bring men. We're going to do men for spooky season.
Yeah, we're going to do some men for movie night. And then after that, we're going to watch a movie by the name of Men. And after, you know, we had a good time.
Yeah.
With our men.
It was a fun time.
Absolutely.
Watching.
Good time.
We had a good time. And
because of the company. Not because
Bob, Derek, and I don't know if we've ever mentioned this on here before, but anytime we go to watch a movie, depending on who's there, usually if we're at the theater and it's the three of us or like a few of our other close personal friends, we try to be respectful of people like wanting to actually enjoy a movie. It just because we're not enjoying it doesn't mean other people are wrong and they're enjoying it. But you know, everybody's entitled to their opinions, so we try to be respectful. With that being said, for the most part, the three of us individually don't like a movie. I don't know how, but somehow we can all three pick up on it that none of us is enjoying it. And we will tear it fucking down the entire time.
The whole time.
And we will make sure that the bad time we're having turns out to be a great time. And Bob and I have some good memories doing that with a few movies. Derek and I, obviously, as well. More, one of the more popular ones, Bob and I were just discussing this the other day. Bob and I watched the movie Noah together. And
I'm still so sad
I had
there
a
for
field
that.
Day with Noah, and
one of
Bob loved
fondest it. Memories of watching him.
And this was like what, like 6 years ago, maybe longer, somewhere in the ballpark of that. And Bob and I still talk about it to this day. It was just a fun time. That being said, this was another one of those experiences we had. We were kicking off the night with some men. The movie.
It's important to note that none of us thought it was going to be bad. We actually thought
we were all looking forward to it.
Yeah. Now, I think we can all agree. We'll get straight into the movie. I think we can all agree. The first act, at least, we were all kind of enjoying it. We were intrigued, at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were all intrigued.
First two acts for me.
I agree with you. First two acts. I started to teeter
towards the end of the second act.
But I was still like, well, let's give it a chance. And then the third act, I was just like, so you guys want to talk about literally anything else? And we start cutting the movie down at this point. Now, I think it's important to know that I will get into it here in a second. I've talked a lot. I'm going to toss this over to Bob here in a second. I did catch a lot of the symbolism. I really did. There is a lot I didn't catch and I had to Google, and I'm glad I did because I think it's wrong. I don't agree with synopsis and the interpretation. I don't agree with the execution, in my opinion, how I interpreted it. Now, Bob, were you catching any of the, you know, because this is Derek, what's it called? Elevated horror?
Yeah, I would say this? I would say that would be this.
Bob, elevator work, we agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So go ahead. Were you catching any of the elevations, Bob?
Yes, I caught several of the symbolisms. I just thought they fell flat. I didn't like them one bit. God, I don't want to go on my rant like I did last week, so I'm going to keep it short. But I really, really didn't like it. Really, really didn't like it. The, you know, first half hour, 45 minutes, I thought, okay, this is interesting. What's happening? And then when stuff started to look similar and started to be the same thing, men be the same thing, I thought, what the hell is this doing? This it's taken away from it took away the intenseness. It took away the scariness of her being terrorized, because that's what I thought the movie was going to be about, her being terrorized and overcoming the fear and all that. But it wasn't that. It turned out that she's just a nut. That's it. So I really, really didn't like it.
I knew from the trailer that all of those guys were going to look the same. They show that in the preview.
I didn't catch that.
Derek,
it had been so long since I watched the preview or the trailers. I didn't remember that aspect. Excuse me. And I think I only saw like a teaser that didn't show a whole lot about it. So I didn't catch that in the trailers. As far as this movie, just kind of to piggyback off of everybody else, it's an A24 movie, and we did not know that going in. And no. If you listen to our Talk to Me review, we discussed that we really haven't been happy with A24 as far as their storytelling that they do. There have been a couple of great movies, some that I really liked. I loved Hereditary and Midsommar. They didn't care for that. Talk to Me was great. Yes. But a lot of times they're these indie dramas that they market like horror movies, and then they don't end. None of them have an ending, or almost none of them have a satisfying ending.
They're all elevated horror, and I don't have a problem with the genre. I don't either. It's just, but can they not mix it up?
Right. And I don't have a problem with elevated horror. And I think that's what they were trying to go for here. And it was also an atmospheric horror, I would say, because there was a lot of tension with the soundtrack. One of the things that I know Bob didn't care for that I actually really did was some of the things that they did with the mix on the soundtrack of adding in her voice, like some of her like singing voice that she did early on in the movie. They kept bringing that back in the soundtrack, and the scarier parts of the movie are the parts that were supposed to be scary. But overall, you asked about the symbolism of the movie, and I think the symbolism was there, and I think it was clear what they were trying to do, but I agree with Bob. I think it fell flat because you can have the things they were trying to say about men, like the idea that all men are the same, or that all men are a danger, and the issues that women have faced in society, all of those are valid issues that should be brought up. But the problem is, when you do it in such a strange, heavy-handed, and just frankly baffling way, it takes away any meaning to those symbolism, and it takes all of the meaning of the message out, to the point where by the end of the movie, we were legitimately laughing out loud for the last 20 to 30 minutes of this movie, and just saying, what is happening? Like, I laughed so hard at the third act of this movie because it was so ridiculous and obnoxious, and it just, again, they didn't have an ending. And you know, Ian talked about how we all have our tells, and we know that somebody's not enjoying a movie, and it's so true. It's so funny. We all know, like, Bob immediately, if he doesn't like a movie, he breathes different. Like, there's a sigh that happens every time.
Do I really?
Yeah, like you take a real deep breath, and it's a and then you just kind of lean back, put the fingers the head on the belly. Because if we're at your place, the head goes back on the recliner, and you're like, oh, Bob is checked out. For me, I know, because Ian and I are usually sitting together, I look over at Ian every time something ridiculous is happening with just the most like deer in headlights look. Like, what is this? What's this? What's happening here? Yeah. So anyway,
mine is definitely a look. Mine is this look every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Ian cocks the head to the side, purses his lips together. But it was just.
Oh, and Bob's getting up and slowly walking to the bathroom. That's when you know if he doesn't take off to the bathroom. If he gets up and just goes and slowly walks to the bathroom, like, that man loathes this movie.
Also, if it only happens once. Because it's never zero times. It's always at least once, because the man has a bladder the size of like a chickpea.
Yeah. And if we're at his house and he's not like, pause this, you know it's not good. Because we have that ability.
But yeah.
And
I just
did you want to branch off anything else of that?
I'm so disappointed in this movie, man. I really, because I was in from the beginning with this. The acting was great. The music was great. The scenery, the cinematography, everything was beautiful. It had that look that all A24 movies, as much as I give them a hard time, they are beautifully shot and they are incredibly well made. But man, it fell apart.
So,
go ahead.
A few things. Now I'm gonna me. I'm gonna go on my rant. Just Ace Ventura. Like I said, I caught some of the symbolism and everything. The original sin comment. First of all, was it Jeffrey? Jeffrey's a fun character.
Jeffrey. Oh yeah, Jeffrey's the caretaker, right? Like the landlord.
Best character in the movie. But when he was just like, "Oh, shouldn't eat that apple," and she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, the forbidden fruit and everything." Just kidding. So, I did enjoy Jeffrey and his quirks, his quirky personality. First big symbolism subject right there would be the apple. Okay, original sin. Don't eat from the forbidden tree. You ate the forbidden fruit. You are now cast out of the forbidden garden of, the Garden of Eden and everything. I get that. What did it have to do with anything? I didn't get that part. I do realize at the beginning of the movie, I like the concept of showing her argument with her boyfriend.
With her husband,
and him slowly falling out of the window and her like locking eyes as he's falling and everything. You don't know what's going on. It pops up every now and again. The symbolism of, you know, changing the vision to a different color and everything. I'm on board for all of that. I got no problem with that. I thought that, you know, it was cool, like foreshadowing and setting up a plot for later. My issue comes with what I read was this movie was supposed to show the reason they got so fucking weird at the end and this town was full of the same man and everything. It was supposed to symbolize like misogyny and misogynistic men. And I agree with the point that Derek was making earlier that women having a rough time and everything's pinned on them and all this other stuff. And this is a man's world, so to say. If that's what they were going for, I agree. I don't think they executed. I'm sorry to say this, but the Barbie movie did better at that.
Oh yeah, it's true.
and that's just, and I enjoyed the Barbie movie because of how funny and the symbolism and everything. And I thought they nailed that all. I don't think they nailed it in this movie because I was equally confused. And I don't, the husband being misogynistic, I didn't get that vibe. I didn't get the vibe that he was misogynistic in the short amount of time we got to know him. He seemed more narcissistic to me. And yes, there is a difference as far as I'm concerned, because I didn't really see him like putting her down as a woman or thinking he was better than her because he's a man and she's a woman. I feel like he just didn't want to take responsibility, not because he was a man, but he didn't want to take responsibility to the fact that she wasn't happy and he wasn't listening to her needs. And then he says, well, I'm just going to kill myself to manipulate her into staying into the relationship. To me, that seems more narcissistic.
Yeah, that was definitely narcissistic, not misogynistic. I'm not
saying he wasn't misogynistic, but I didn't gather that from the small amount of time that we got to know the man.
He was a piece of garbage. Like, he was a terrible human being.
I shed no tears
for him dying. Like, good. The world's rid of a terrible, terrible person.
And when she's going to talk to what are they called?
Creatures. He was the vicar.
The vicar.
Yeah.
Is that the same as a priest or is that different?
Vicar, if I'm not wrong, that's a priest in the Church of England. So when there was a split between Catholicism.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, like the National Church of England that Henry VIII set up. I think a vicar is the pastor of that.
Vicar. Okay. Makes sense. I'm glad you educated me on that because I kind of like put two and two together, but I wanted to know the actual terminology. So when she's talking to the vicar, and the only hint of misogynistic that I got from that was, and I didn't even think it was being misogynistic, when he says to her that maybe she's the reason he's dead. I felt like he was just saying the reason she's screaming and she's torturing her and punishing herself with this whole thing is because, yeah, I think in her mind she really did believe she was the reason, because they got into an argument. He hit her. He shouldn't have hit her. Again, not condoning that. Still don't know if I'd say misogynistic, but hey, what do I know? I'm not that educated, apparently. I'm still going to say narcissistic. So
I'm going to push back on the vicar argument with you.
Well, hold on. Let me finish, and then you tell me.
Okay, go
so
ahead.
So I think in her mind, he hit her, and even though he hit her and she kicked him out, I 100% believe she is 100% justified in kicking that man out. Yeah, he needs to fucking leave. No matter no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So I think in her mind, because she's the one that sent him away and he tried to climb back down, that's, you know, 50-50 split. Did he jump? Did he actually slip? Did he let go on purpose? I would say that he slipped. If he was going to do it on purpose, I think he would have dove off there. At that point, I don't know why he would have shimmied down and halfway been like, you know what, fuck this, and just let go. I don't know why he would have done that. You know, if he thought about doing it, he would have just done it when he got up there. So I do fully believe that he was crawling down to like get back into the apartment, because again, that narcissism thing, I have to get back in. I have to prove my point. I have to talk to her. I have to get back in there, and he's desperate. So I'm just going to climb down here, and he slips. And I think in her mind, she was punishing herself and saying like, you know, if I wouldn't send him off, he would have never went upstairs. He would never broke into those people's house. He would never came back down. So I think like, the vicar explaining that to her, like, may not have been the best way to word it, but I think, like, instead of telling her what she wants to hear, telling her what she needs to hear, difference being is he didn't try to condone or console her afterwards and say, like, oh, no, I'm just saying, like, it's not your fault. You should let it go. Mm-hmm. So I could see that going either way. Derek, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's all right. The only thing that I would go with you on that argument with the vicar if it weren't for two things. One, putting his hand on her thigh, not on her knee, not on her shoulder, on her thigh, like up past, up above the knee. Like that was clearly an inappropriate thing for a man to be doing to a woman that does not want that kind of attention. But also the fact that he said, when he asked her, well, you know, do you think that's why you drove him to jump? And then when she says, what are you talking about? He says, well, did you let him apologize after he hit you? Men hit women all the time. It's not a big deal. We shouldn't. It's not a death sentence. Not a capital offense.
We did laugh at that part. That was ridiculous.
The fact that he said that is a very misogynistic. It from the idea.
I'll give you that. Yeah, I agree with you.
From the point of view, like that is very much like textbook. Men should be held at a different standard because
100% agree. I forgot that happened.
But I agree 100% with the husband. And if the vicar didn't say that, I would go with you about him being like narcissistic.
Was any of those men real?
At the end of the movie, the car was wrecked and there was blood dragged in where those things came in. So,
but all the bodies were gone. Where are the bodies, Garth? Where are the bodies?
I don't know. That's the other thing. This movie doesn't have a satisfying conclusion and it doesn't wrap up the story. So you literally just don't know.
Because everything the vicar told her is what she thought in her head. Like she thought about that in the house. So everything he said was just confirming what she was thinking. So to me,
except for the it's okay that she got hit part.
Yeah.
Well, she may have been thinking that because
it seemed like that because they were all the same character. It just seemed like those men wasn't real.
It's very possible. I really don't know.
Play on the all men are the same type thing.
Yeah.
By the way, the CGI on the man being the little boy with the
that was so bad. That was the moment in the movie where I was like, all right, you're going downhill.
It was creepier with the mask on.
Yeah, the mask was fine, but then we see him again later on, and then the CGI gets worse and worse. The
mask was creepy though.
Yeah, it was. The mask was creepy again. It was creepier on the crow. Like that was actually disturbing when it.
Yeah.
Why?
Creepy so little? Have you guys? And I don't remember the director's name, but have you guys watched any of his other stuff? He hadn't done a lot.
No, I don't think I have.
Annihilation was another one.
Yeah. See, I never watched Annihilation.
It was okay. It was a lot like this. There was a lot of symbolism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember.
And to be fair, to be fair to him
Ex Machina.
No, I did watch Ex Machina. I actually really like that. I don't have a problem with symbolism in movies. I think it's important to be there. And I think that film is a great medium to be able to kind of work through issues in the world so that you can get through that with that symbolism. I think it's a great way of working through things that are going on. But you have to actually do it. You can't just be like, hey, there's something that I think might be symbolic and then not explain it and not wrap it up at the end of it. because everything went straight to hell at the end of this movie when the naked guy shows up and his face is not just like covered in twigs, like full on green where his tongue is like moss, and then he falls down and has a magical vagina and has a baby of a grown man. It was so dumb. I can't with the end of this movie.
Do you realize, sorry to change the subject, but our spooky season and our spooky episode, our last episode of the spooky season, Ian, is on Halloween.
Really?
Isn't that neat? Halloween's on a Tuesday.
That's the last one we record, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's going to be our last one of spooky season.
Spooky. Our episode will come out
November 1st.
November 1st, but we'll be recording on Halloween. I thought.
No, it's just whatever. I just think it would have been cool if it came out.
I
was so
excited, and just like, nah, I don't care. That's
I'm
not
just saying, thing. I think it would have been cool if it came out. I thought you were saying it came out on Halloween. I got really excited. You're like,
now, if you want, we could do it on that Monday, so it does come out on
Halloween. I really think we should. Early.
Because Halloween is trick-or-treat night, so it might be later before we can get on anyway, so we could do it.
Yeah. This is fun planning to talk about after the show, Bob. What do you think about men?
It is. I'm sorry. I didn't like men.
That's I know why, you didn't. I know I'm you like, didn't.
I don't like men.
I don't like men. Men suck. Men,
I didn't like it at all. I thought it was dumb. So dumb is genius. No, just dumb.
No, it's just dumb.
Did you at least like the cottage, Bob, that she was staying in?
Yeah, this is the cinematography and the location I thought were gorgeous. I love that.
We didn't talk about that. Cinematography was beautiful. The location was beautiful. The side characters weren't horrible. Like James was okay, I guess. Her friend, I liked her friend. I thought her talking to her friend on the phone was real fun. Mm-hmm.
And it actually led to the only two scary moments of the movie, in my opinion. When she was on the phone the first time and it glitched and it was like the weird screaming face. I was like, oh, it's a kind of creepy image. It's not bad. This might be kind of scary. That didn't symbolize. No, that symbolized she was crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the only thing I can guess is that it was just she was so out of it at that point. And then the second time when she texts the location and it's, you know, I know where you are in all caps. I was like, that's a fun thing to do. All right. Let's go. Maybe they can salvage this movie at the end. And they didn't. They didn't. The other thing I want to bring up, another frustration. So not just from a story point of view of what they're doing with the symbolism and what they were doing with the metaphor. This woman had a car. She was not locked in this home. She had a vehicle that she could have left at any point in time, to the point where she even has a conversation with her friend about how she can't leave because she needs to prove something, that she's strong enough to stay there. Everything bad that happened to her, and I know this sounds like victim shaming, it's your fault. Yeah. It's your fault at that point. If you go to a little cottage and you go for a walk and you're chased and stalked by a completely naked man trying to get into the house, I don't care if he gets arrested. I'm going home. I don't want to stay there anymore. Maybe I'm a pussy. I don't care. I'm going home. Oh, that's true as well.
You would have broke your foot getting into the car.
I would have, but I still would have driven home. I just don't understand it. Like the whole time that everything was going on, I was just, and also the whole time that she was like in the house in the third act, it was go get in your car. Go get in your car. When she found out that the guy was released by the police, she runs back to the cottage and just goes back inside. Just go home. I can't do it. I know we had this conversation that horror movie protagonists do stupid things. That's the whole reason there's a horror movie. If they were smart, there wouldn't be in a horror movie. But I just can't make it make sense. Get rid of the car. Have her get dropped off and not have any service to be able to call an Uber. That's all they had to do, and that whole plot line would have been gone. freaking ridiculous. No, I can't leave. I can't leave. I'm terrified for my entire life and everything that could possibly happen, but I can't leave or else the men win. God, this movie was bad.
Bob, would you want to kick it up with your rating? Or?
This is hard. It's hard because I hated it. And so I want to give it the smallest rating that it had that I can. But I did think it was gorgeously shot. I did like the cinematography. So I'm going to give it a 2.
Damn. That's very low.
You and me go next?
Derek, go ahead and go next. I'm questioning life right
now. Like we talked about this earlier, that I didn't know how to rate this one, to be honest, because you know we do a rating out of 10, and in my opinion, anything over a 6 or higher means that you at least enjoyed it partially. I really, really enjoyed the first act of this movie, and I liked a lot of the second act, and I hated the third act. So this whole time, all weekend, I've been racking my brain trying to think of what score to give this, because the third act sucked so bad that it ruined the rest of the movie. But I did enjoy the first couple. So I'm going to give it a 3.5 because I really liked the first act and the acting. Maybe even up to a 4, but it. Yeah.
I'm going to cut this movie a lot of slack because I do like the cinematography. Like I said, beautiful. The acting from the main girl, I thought was good.
She's phenomenal.
Actually, the guy playing multiple roles was good too. So I don't want to take anything from him. So I did enjoy the acting. Excuse me. Then cinematography, the side characters, the suspense. I did enjoy that. And by that, I mean when she's in that tunnel and she's doing the thing. And then the person on the side yells up and just takes off running toward her. I thought was real creepy. I did enjoy at least half the movie, so I was going to try to meet it halfway and give it at least a 5. I did loathe the third act, though, and that's not putting it like I'm not trying to sugarcoat or cut any slack. The third act was atrocious in my opinion, and not because of the whole like disgusting weird birthing scene part. I could have done with it if it made more sense to me.
If they would have just wrapped up the story, I would have dealt with it. If it would have
just wasn't my cup of tea.
There wasn't a conclusion to this movie.
No. And the whole leaving it up for interpretation, no. I think a lot of movies you can do that and you can get away with it. This is not one of them in my opinion. I don't think that they should have been a little bit more clear. As was it a woman who was, because if it is a woman who's going crazy essentially, then why would she be thinking all these misogynistic things? I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, the very
why would that be in her brain?
The end of the movie, I thought he was narcissistic. In the end of the movie is just her like twirling a leaf, and so they make it out like they want you to be like, oh, it was all in her head and she's okay now because she's come to terms with what happened to her ex-husband. But they make a point of showing the wrecked car and the smeared, like dragged blood so what is her ex-husband still naked and bloody sitting on the couch? Like if they go, if she'd have walked in there,
did she take him off the fence and take him with her to the cottage? Oh,
the only thing I could think was like she wrecked the car herself and she was injured and that's why there was blood smeared. It would literally had to have been a cut on her foot because
it was dragged.
Yeah. So I agree with what you're saying. Like I said, I'm going to meet it halfway. I'll at least give it a 5, and that's, I'm being kind.
I think that's very generous.
That's because like the first like I said, first act and most of the second one I enjoyed, and the third act really ruined it for me. Because normally on a movie like this, if I'm just like, yeah, I liked it, but I didn't like the end, I at least give it a 6.5 or a 6. I'll give it a 5, and I'm being very generous.
I think that's fair.
Like I said, I haven't seen Ex Machina, but I've seen Annihilation. Annihilation is not too bad. It's all right. It's all right. A lot of symbolism and everything in that too. It was just executed better.
Yeah.
In one man's opinion. Now,
everyone's opinion. That was an Oscar winner.
With that being said, that pretty much wraps up. I think that pretty much explains what we were all thinking. So, yeah. Pretty much sums up everything that we've all been thinking. So. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like I said, fun time, at least for us to sit there. We would have been pissed if we paid money to go out of town to watch it, because we couldn't rant to banter amongst ourselves like we'd want to. So the fact that we got to sit down and watch this together, I think, was a good experience, because we got to hang out and we got to shit on how bad we hated the third act of the movie. That's the only takeaway I can say from this. The good news for the both of you is I bought it.
That's true. You did it. Yeah, you have to live with that.
You have to live with that purchase.
You have to live with that you own that movie.
We all have movies that we wish we didn't buy.
But. Oh yeah.
Sure. I was trying to think of another one. I've got movies that I probably shouldn't have bought that I still haven't watched yet. So,
me too.
Fantastic Four, the remake. I haven't watched that yet, and I own it.
Band Four Stick.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Well, with that being said, thank you again for joining us. Derek, thank you again for being here once again as our guest.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure.
It is. This is fun. This was a good conversation.
This is always fun when the three of us get together.
Enjoying it thoroughly, unlike that.
Wish the movie would have been better. Just saying. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap things up. Guys, thank you again for Colonel Bob, for Derek. I have been Ian. As always, so long and good night.
Bye, everybody.